I'm like a little leery on that whole smart TV thing. Here, let me put on my foil hat.
Which I think that is a misnomer.
I don't want people being able to see me.
Yeah, well, see, here's the only reason I got the smart TV.
Unless I'm jerking off.
Oh dear.
Or in a sling. We should all pitch in and get Big Fatty one for the sling room.
Thank you for watching Lube TV.
What a puppet show is to me. I know this sounds retarded, but I've been wondering for a long time.
Fisting.
I think I know, but I'm not sure.
Fisting.
Oh, okay.
I'll spare you the details.
Thank you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'll spare you the details.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 1644. The BFO for Wednesday the 14th of May 2014, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to try to finish up what was on my list from yesterday. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty Vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. Y'all, how appropriate. How appropriate that today is hump day because, y'all, it is also the full moon. So that is why you are moonies. And, y'all, let me just tell you the grin doctor. Been going off. Hi. Brick Party, are you busy at lunchtime? I said, well, I could entertain a gentleman calling. Well, how long do you get? Big Fatty, shouldn't you be playing the gentleman? Well, no, because I hadn't done anything. Oh, okay. What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. An hour's not enough time. And I went, oh, yes. We'll just see. And y'all, then there's someone else, someone visiting from Tejas. Hi. We'll just see. And someone flying in from San Francisco. So nice, I named it twice. Who's coming to town to visit family and is already aware. Big Fatty, help me get away from my family. I said, yes. Y'all, it's the full moon. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's crappy. Yes, Big Fatty. I got quite a few comments about the trip, change your plans and everything. And Dr. Stone said, Big Fatty, you should have been playing the update for 200 days. And I said, well, yes, but I said, you know, the reason I played the update music was because so many things had changed. But what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Oh, and y'all, that, you know, that Guru Nudie and Tampa, y'all, you know, he works for Big Numbers Incorporated. And y'all, he gave me just a lovely comment on the Twitter. He said, boy, that Big Fatty can read a spreadsheet. And y'all, that coming from the head of spreadsheets over there at BNI, y'all, that's quite a compliment. So, and that Moose P, you know Moose P, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. Moose P says, I want Big Fatty to plan my vacations. I mean, yes! Y'all, I enjoy doing that kind of stuff. So, anyway, as long as you don't get bitchy with me. If you get bitchy with me, then I don't enjoy it. In fact, I used to plan arrangements when Miss Kitty and I would travel, and when the Nip and I would travel, and y'all, they used to refer to me planning everything as hot travel, travel, and y'all, and I said yes, and yeah, and then they told me that hot stood for the Hitler of travel. Be ready. So anyway, I kind of enjoy that kind of stuff. Big fatty. But y'all, I've got to look at my meat. Oh, I know. We had our horror meeting last night. And y'all, I am not at liberty say anything at this point, but one thing that did come out of the meeting is that Granny and I will be going to the Horror Hotel this weekend to discuss some matters with the owners over there and see what we can work out and everything. And we decided that they've been big supporters of the Horror Club over the years, and before we made any firm decisions or anything like that, we ought to all sit down face to face. Now, y'all, it doesn't hurt that it is a puppet show weekend. Big fatty, I knew there'd be an ulterior motive, but Granny and I are going to leave around noon on a Friday, and we'll come back Sunday morning. And y'all, we're going to share a room. This is the first time Granny and I have shared a room at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, it promises to be horrifying. But anyway, we're not sharing beds, though. Big Granny, there'll be none of that, no. But anyway, hopefully after the weekend, I'll have a an update. And y'all, everything at this point right now is still relatively fluid, so really a firm decision on anything hasn't been made, but we've decided the direction that we need to move, and we're going to go that way. And y'all, I'm sorry I'm being so vague, but yes, Big Freddy, we got it. Now please play some voice letters.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Fart Bacon. This is the Fat Cave phone, so I bet the quality is even crappier because it's like a $3 phone that's probably about 17 years old. But anyway, nonetheless. Okay, so I have a question. I got to poll the audience, and I want to know what everyone thinks. Everyone who listens to this, you have to call 207-336-1438 and give me your opinion. Okay, the lady next door does daycare. I get off work at 3 o'clock. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:15, 5:20. My choice, right? I get home at 3 o'clock. She does daycare and kicks kids out into the backyard. There's like 3 to 7 kids in the backyard from the ages of 2 to probably 6. She's not in the backyard. She's not visible anywhere in sight. So yesterday, husband comes home to bring the dog home from her beauty treatment, and here's one of the kids crying by the fence, and she's nowhere to be found, okay? Whatever. But her kids are standing in the backyard screaming their heads off. I'm sitting here thinking, this is a neighborhood, not a park. So too. Do you think that kids should be able to just scream in their backyard because it's their backyard, or scream in the backyard because it's a daycare, or think maybe they should leave their screaming between 11 and 1, stop screaming when people start coming home? Anyway, I just said, good gosh, I'm glad I'm not trying to sleep during the day. So anyway, mostly it's her child that is doing the screaming. What was the other question? What was the other thing I was going to say? Voice message, the home phone. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to put my headphones on. So I walk around my house with my headphones on to drown out the kids who are standing in the backyard completely unattended. And the train went by. So there was like four or five of them standing on top of the picnic table. The daughter, who's probably in fourth grade, is probably in charge. She's sitting there reading a book, stuffing her face, not even looking at the kids that are standing on top of the picnic table. But anyway, all right. Well, happy summer, everyone. It looks like it finally arrived. And well wishes to Patrick for his crash. And well wishes to, who was the other one? And can you believe Faye is on like some vacation where he's like walking around in a grass skirt right now, probably like jealous much. And then Nicole and TJ in London. I see France. I bet. Anyway, I won't finish that. Anyway, goodbye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Mr.
Oh, Kat. I cannot get into the blog or whatever it's called, the website, because I am like a visitor. All I can see is the webpage. So the WordPress email that I got with the super secret password, that's what I need again, because I reset it and I wrote it down on a piece of paper and I lost it. So, okay, bye.
Oh, you done, Miss Bacon?
Yes, Big Betty.
Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. A couple of things in regards to the Faye driver. You make it sound like it's an unusual thing for him to be running around in a grass skirt. Beh, Fatty. I think he does that most of the time when he's there up there in northern Mexico. He's running around in some kind of skirt. Beh, Fatty. The children next door at the daycare. Miss Bacon, here's a little bit of advice. You can't worry about things that you don't have any control over. Okay, you know, you can let it upset you if you want to, or you can just let it go. Just let it go, and you know, it's your decision. But Big Fatty's learned over the years, you know, those things that we cannot control, we don't worry about. Yes, Big Fatty. The main thing that I wanted to tell you about was the fact that you can't remember the damn phone number to the BFO. Big Fatty, I just can't believe it. I thought if anybody would know the phone number, it would be Miss Bacon.
Hi, Big Fatty, Poodle, Squeaky Kitty. Hello, Squeaky Kitty. Just calling to let you know that when Ed leaves in the morning, I really enjoy waking up with Big Fatty. If you haven't guessed, it's Mark from It's All About, the formerly known It's All About Jeremy podcast. Just calling to ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, this is a first for us. It's our Ax Big Fatty question, and it comes to us from Mark with a Q from over there at the former It's All About Jeremy show. Now it's known as the Med Show. Mark, what's your question?
Who does he want to win the big run? It's down to the final four, two more episodes to go, and I just wanted to see if you're rooting for anyone. Take care. Like I said, love hearing your voice every morning when I get up. So take care. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, first of all, Mark, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice. And I'm just wondering if there may be some inappropriate touching. going on as you're lying there in bed with Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar, and he didn't mean it that way. But anyway, Mark, first of all, this is an excellent question. Excellent question because we are down to the final four. I am not happy. I am not happy with who went packing Sunday night. I can tell you that. But my Big Fatty, if Big Fatty had to choose a team, I would choose the father and son team. I just think that they are the best team to play, and I hope that damn Brunchel comes in a minute behind first place.
Hello! Happy bacon.
Hey, I just got this money. We're going to go to the grocery store and get a donut for breakfast.
Anyway.
No, you're not coming in with those clothes on.
Mom, I would only wear cow pajamas in Walmart, duh.
Oh dear, Gussie. Miss Bacon, are you okay? Are you having labored breathing, Big Fatty? I'm worried. But if she goes to get a donut, I hope she gets one that's cake.
Bark, Father. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Calling into the BFO line here. I hope you're doing fabulously, Fat, that you celebrated Mother's Day by pinning on your corsage and going out to some sort of buffet or something. I know that's what the old ladies like to do. But anyway, I'm on my way home from Hatfield in the Silver Bullet here, otherwise known as just Maxine, and she's jalopying along. I apologize. Apparently the road is all kinds of discombobulated through here. But anyway, I was calling with the Good Days update, and I'm a little bit behind, but I'm listening to the full show. But anyway, I just wanted to call and make sure I reiterated that if any of your listeners are going to be at the G'day's this year, that they should come over to the Vodka Fest. And if you were in my office on Friday, you saw that the stocking up for the Vodka Fest. Well, it's happening. So we're planning a big old time, and we're going to have some special guests and banners and all that fun stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to remind everyone about that coming up Saturday, June 7th at 3:30 p.m. at Fort Wilderness Campground and Resort. So anyway, you're Fat, and gotta go. I've got to go call Dr. Stalin and harass him. Okay, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's been a month of Sundays, and you are correct. Big Fatty did have on his corsage for Mother's Day, and I went to the buffet, and I slipped a little something in my pocketbook to bring home for later, because that's what the old biddies do, Big Fatty. But. Vodka Fest is coming up on the Saturday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon during the Good Days. And if you're going to be down there, Vader just invited you. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Oh, dear Gussie. Now, Vader's providing lots of vodka and things and all. But, y'all, if you're coming to it, it might be nice if you'd bring a little something as well. Big Fatty's going to make some of his nuts and bolts and have that there. And, y'all, if there's a snicker snack or something that is unique to where you're from, you might consider packing a couple of bags of that in your valise and bringing that, or, just fix a little envelope and slip it in Vader's pocket, to thank him for all the work and all. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Stick It With a Poke, and Gavin, why don't you give us a recap of today's little show?
I'll spare you the details.
Oh, no! Please repeat it all verbatim.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.